You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, Nancy, Sandy, how you doing there? Sandy Ladano, welcome from the new Iberia Bank. Sandy Ladano, there he is. Give me a high five to Iberia Bank. All right. He's trying to get rid of Michelle. Michelle can't leave because she wants to know how we're going to do a lot of great deals together. Here he is. He's Tim Becker. Tim's always our cleanup hitter when we come broadcast from UF. And, Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Now, Tim, there's been a lot of changes up at the center. I hear there's a lot of really cool things happening. Andy kind of teased it a little. He said you're getting the ear of the administration a little bit more. Maybe the administration's realizing that most philanthropies and charities get their biggest donations from the real estate department, and maybe they should spend a little more time curating us and growing us. But of course, I would never say that live on the air. But I will say this. I will say welcome to the show and tell us a little bit about some of the new things that are happening at the Bergstrom Center.
We're really excited about the state of the industry, and obviously the state of the industry impacts what we do at the center. We have an unbelievable number of students who are becoming interested in real estate. They're taking our first and second courses at the undergraduate level, which is really the feeder for internships in the industry, and then that's the feeder for our master's program. And we've hit record levels of students interested in getting into real estate. We're seeing more interest from the college to focus on real estate. So we're pretty excited about where we're going from here.
Can you just imagine me in front of that big 400-student lecture, just talking to them about lessons I've learned in my career in real estate?
Yeah, I could. So when can we book you?
We'll talk about that after the year. As soon as Vivian can travel, maybe I'll come up this summer, and we'll spend a few days in Gainesville, and I'll do some workshops with some of the kids in the grad program and also some of the young adults that really don't know what they're doing in the undergraduate program, and really kind of help them clarify their thoughts, because it's all about giving back and paying forward, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we tell them all to listen to Jim Freed, and they'd learn more.
Now, hold on. Here's Howard Fabian is walking by. Howard Fabian, come here one more. I want you one more. People that didn't listen to the beginning of the show, I want you to spend 1 minute and talk about your event. Howard is throwing an event next week for the students from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas event. And he is, so please, just 1 minute, tell us about your event.
It's a celebrity bartender event. We have about 20 different sports athletes, former players and current. We have some music stars, hopefully, out there. Some of the name or the fund all go through the NFL alumni at Bonefish Max in Coral Springs at 6174 West Sample Road. All the funds go through NFL alumni and then donated directly to the two families. Excuse me. The two families that were affected by the shootings, the two coaches that actually shielded the students and saved their lives and left kids behind.
Okay, Howard, get out of here. Howard knows people that were directly affected, and I think I just nailed him a little bit in the heart on that one. So everybody, make sure that you come to Howard's event to honor Aaron Feast and Chris Hickson. It's Thursday, March 6th, 7 to 9 p.m. I'm going to be there. Bonefish Max, Coral Springs, 6174, silent auction. If you want to donate items, just email me, Jim@freedombusiness. I'll make sure they get to Howard. It's a 501c3. It's all tax deductible. Now we're back with Tim Becker talking about the UF Center for Real Estate Studies program. And I'm just going to give one more side story. That's the kind of people that are involved, Tim. And they're involved for that reason. So what do we got coming up that's going to directly benefit the students this year?
Well, so right now, as you've been talking about, we're at our Trends and Strategies Conference. We have 420 of the top people in the industry here talking about the future of the business. And at the same time, interacting with our students, mentoring our students, interviewing our students, helping them get off on the right foot. We're a month and a half away from graduation for them, so this is kind of the final stretch for our current group of students. And then we start back all over again at the end of June with the next group of students. So it's a constant cycle for us.
Well, I'm really looking forward to getting back in the swing. I spent the last year praying to God every single minute I've been. Well, I guess I do that a lot anyway. But for my wife's kidney, we got that deal closed. Now we're gonna help some of the young people down here get themselves situated Now, let's talk about development in Gainesville in general. Andy Hogshead was on earlier. He said that cranes are all over the place, that Shands is really, really cranking. And, well, the evolution of the hospital and healthcare providing industry should make it, it crank at Shands. They're also doing a lot of stuff at Innovation Square. So talk to us a little bit about the general economy in Gainesville. It should be strong given all of the public sector employment that's up there. But how about the ability for people to have other jobs? Because I got to believe a lot of people are going to want to move back there to Gainesville more and more every day.
Well, as you know, the economy of Gainesville is driven primarily by the university. Shands has made an enormous investment in facilities, $2 billion worth near the university. So a lot is happening on the medical side of the business. But quite frankly, the layout of Gainesville is such that students are moving closer to campus. And a lot of the development drive right now is really student housing close to the business school, close to the core of campus and not away from campus. So that's driving land prices. It's driving all kinds of development. So between Shands and between the student housing, that's where a lot of the development is happening. Hopefully, some synergies are going to come into play. We're going to start getting some movement around Innovation Square, some research companies coming in and driving more housing in the core of Gainesville and away from the west where it's all at right now.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I am going to say this. It seems to me that Gainesville's almost ready for a high-density vertical mall just east of University, just east of the campus to service all of those people that are going to be moving in, because the only thing that seems to be missing is retail. And there's Carson Good from JLL, the retail man himself, giving me the thumbs up. And, you know, talking to me about I think that you're going to need real retail there, because otherwise people are going to still be doing the east-west, west-east drive. And that's really what you're talking about, is pulling people off the streets, because I can't believe I'm about to say this either. The traffic in Gainesville's gotten ridiculous.
The traffic in Gainesville is really bad, and certainly with the expansion of Butler Plaza, with Celebration Point coming in near 75 and Archer Road, it's really a nightmare traffic-wise. And so you're right. We do need, the more people we move closer to campus, the more retail we need around campus. It's walkable. It's places the students can shop. It's places where the faculty can shop. So we're starting to see that. The Standard came online. It has 60,000 square feet of retail. It brought a Target. There's a Publix across the street. So all of that is happening close to campus. We need more of that coming online.
Yeah, I know Wanda, he needs to be so much louder, but he's a laid back dude, so I can only make him eat the microphone so hard. We're going to keep on talking, we're going to keep on keeping it loud. So then, my God, I'm a genius. I was working on that deal for years. I knew that they needed the retail there. So then, where else would I put, I've thought about the next place to put it, which we're not going to say on the open radio. So now, Tim, you've got all that development happening right across the street from all of the places where you hold classes. So are you finding that that becomes beneficial when you're recruiting students?
Absolutely. The students definitely want to be near campus. They want to walk or ride their scooter across the street, as it seems. But the more stuff that we have next to campus, the more people want to be on our side of campus at the business school. And certainly provides us a living laboratory in the real estate program to be able to show them mixed-use projects like the Standard, student housing, retail. All of that is happening next to campus, and it's really easy for our students to go touch it, to analyze it, to feel it, the things that they need to do as real estate professionals.
It's actually a perfect microcosm of what's going on across the rest of the country, because people are moving closer to main locations. They are moving into higher density locations, and they are moving into be closer to where they work, and they need to have the vertically integrated rest of the services with them. So, Tim, if you were going to talk to just people that were interested in coming to the university and being a student, what's the process that they need to follow, and what's the time frames that they need to be aware of?
So our next deadline for the class coming up in June is March 15th, so it's coming up very quickly. You need to get in touch with us at realestate.ufl.edu or Pam DeMichael at the college admissions program. She's the one that helps us get the students in, but you need to have your stuff in by March 15th this year. If you're interested in having a great career in real estate and meeting amazing people, the best people in the business, you need to come to the MSRE program at the University of Florida.